What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking It, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan Friend.
Wake up!
Oh my gosh. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Two for you.
Stinky.
Is it a stinky morning to you?
Stinky, spicy, ugly tomato.
We still don't know what it's from.
Nope.
We still don't know what it's from.
We tried to get answers.
That's what it is.
Yeah, at this point, I think we're taking it.
Yeah.
We're taking it at this point. We do have Pokemon to talk about. We're going to talk about Teal Mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Teal Mask. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it. Raging Surf Illustration Contest is back.
Mm-hmm. Like anybody
know how to draw here?
Back streets, back. All right. I actually really do like to draw.
NSYNC is back. That's NSYNC, the latest.
Oh, Backstreet.
But we'll get into that later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wait, I want to draw.
Go for it. Are you gonna enter it?
Maybe.
Okay. No, you're nervous. Not.
I'm kind of nervous.
You will not.
I might.
What's gonna happen is it's gonna come down to like the day before it's due, and you're like, I forgot.
Totally.
Nobody told me it was due the next day.
No, here's the thing. I take responsibility, and I would say, oh, yeah, I definitely just procrastinated and totally forgot, and now it's too late. But I don't know. I wouldn't blame it on somebody else.
No, you blame it on somebody
else.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. That ain't me.
Van Gogh.
Where'd
Van Gogh.
Where Let's go.
Is that the sequel to Pokemon Go?
It could be. It could be. 151 also releasing this weekend, and we got some interesting promos that we're gonna talk about. That all this and more this week here on the Shadowless Podcast. But what we like to do every single week, we like to sit down, three friends hanging out, having a good time, and just like to chat. What you been up to? What's been on your mind lately? Anything been bothering you? You got something on your mind you want to talk about? Anything you want to rant about?
Has this been bothering us?
Yeah. Anything you want to rant about? Got a good rant in you?
I don't got a good rant. I feel like we could like prepare some rants. Like I wouldn't be able to just like, you know, bust one out. Just be like, hey, yo, I got a rant ready, you know, right now. But like if you let me know in advance, like maybe 3 to 5 business days in advance.
You know, it's the lack of rants that makes me want to rant. You know? I feel like our podcast is always just sunshine and rainbows, and no one ever has this true emotional like just speech that they're ready to deliver on a moment's notice about anything. And honestly, it's really getting to me. What happened to the old Shadowless podcast when the Pokemon Center would go down and we would sit here going, how could they do this? I just wanted to get my plush. Those were the times. And look at us now. We're just like, Van Gogh and Danny, how's your weekend?
Nothing's wrong.
And spicy, smelly, ugly tomatoes.
Things are peaceful, Jordan. Things are peaceful. They're calm.
Well, it's time for the Fire Nation to attack, okay? No more peace.
Fight.
We need
peace.
That is
very topical. I just played Mortal Kombat this weekend. The new one.
Finish him.
Did you fight somebody? Did you win?
Mm-hmm, I beat the story. Yeah.
Oh, there's a story?
Is story a character?
Yeah, I beat story.
In one match.
No, I beat the campaign in the game.
How fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh. Hey, what did everybody? Is that what you did this weekend then?
Yeah, I played games. I played Mortal Kombat. I beat the story on that, and then I finished the main story in the Starfield game I was playing. That's it, you know.
You gaming gamer?
I was gaming gamer.
Big gaming weekend gamer.
Mm-hmm.
Starfield. I don't know if I've heard of that. Was that a Kirby game?
Yeah.
Kirby Starfield.
Yeah, it's Kirby's crossover with Seinfeld, actually.
Okay. Oh, that makes
sense. Wait,
It sounds real, doesn't it? Kirby Starfield.
Kirby Starfield.
Kirby.
Wow.
What's the deal with King Dedede?
I love King Dedede.
Let me see if I can get a Seinfeld sound here.
You got one? Just on the board.
Hang on, I might have one here. It takes me a bit. It takes me a bit, okay? It takes me a bit. Here.
That was the exact sound I was hoping for.
Kramer busting the door. Hey, Jerry, I got a crazy idea. Oh, great. And George walks in. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. It's happening. It's going crazy. And Newman. Yep.
Is this what goes on in your head?
This is what happens in sci-fi. Written by Larry David.
Danny, what did you do this weekend?
You want to know what I did this weekend?
Not really, but it's part of the podcast.
Yeah, oh, cause, just because it's requirement? Is
I do. I genuinely want to know what you did this weekend.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, at least one person here wants to know. So I had an action-packed weekend. First off, I got a haircut. What do you think?
Oh.
It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that they cut like four hairs off. Awesome.
It looks pretty much exactly the same. But I'm going to start styling
it a little
$85. Yeah,
what Great Clips do you go to?
Hey, stop it. It's not Great
Sports
Clips. Her name's Sylvia, and she's really nice. Shout out Sylvia.
You know what? I used to go to Great Clips all the time. No joke.
Sylvia at Haircuttery.
We used to have a Bo Reeks in my hometown in Michigan.
So is it a baseball player?
Bo Reeks. What?
I don't know. It sounds like a sports person.
It kind of does sound like one.
Bo Reeks.
Going up to bat.
Yeah,
Bo Reeks.
It was like literally like Great Clips. Like it was like in the mall, you know, one of those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But that's
yeah.
where we used to get our haircut every time we go over to Bo Reeks, you know, get the like $15 cut. My brother's was always cheaper, and I was like, dude, they're cutting off like the same amount of hair. This ain't right. Yours is way cheaper than mine. This is wrong. Anyway, I digress.
Did they always try to upsell you on the shampoos and conditioners afterwards?
Probably, but I was never in the market. I was like, yeah, we already got that. I got some at home. We got shampoo at home. Sorry.
I got that L'Oreal Essence.
Yeah. I got that the good stuff.
No, Herbal Essence, that's what it was. Herbal Essence, L'Oreal.
Whatever they sell at Meijer, I got that.
Yeah,
I got
that's what I got.
There's no tea.
Yeah.
You guys are using that baby shampoo?
Is it no tears or no tears? The world may never know.
It's no tears.
What would it be tearing your hair?
I don't know. It's just spelled the same.
Well, that's
that's
language.
Fine. It might be spelled the same, but it 100% is no tears.
Yeah,
do we know
bring it up
for
with the
sure?
English language. And while you're at it, find out why we have silent letters. Why does lasagna have a G?
It's unnecessary. Bologna? Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. bologna.
It's bologna.
Knife? Mm-hmm. If I was learning our language, I would be so upset.
A pterodactyl?
Yeah. I would be like, this is not. Why?
Pterodactyl?
Like, for what? For what? So, anyway, I got a haircut.
Padani?
What?
Your name has a P in front of it.
No,
right?
It doesn't.
Super I could have
Padani.
Swore. I've known you for a long time. It's
super
always.
Super Paduper Padani.
Always yeah, spelled it with a P in front of
you
it.
Look at,
Padani.
Yeah, look at it on paper. Super Paduper Padani.
All right, so everybody in the next live stream that Danny
no.
has, make sure you spell it P
no!
A N I.
That's
Padani.
Not it. That ain't right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's right.
Anyway,
no, it is.
So you don't know what I actually did this weekend? That was on Friday. I got my hair cut. It was a little precursor, a little like start to the weekend, you know.
Just oh, that's taste. How you getting the party started.
Just a little taste, yeah. So
the
then,
party don't start till I walk in.
Don't stop.
Yeah, on Saturday I got another haircut. No, so I went to a trading event that they had in El Segundo, which is like south of LA. So I went to a trading uh-huh. event there that like a sports card shop was putting on, like in partnership with eBay. So I went there. They had like some bomb sandwiches, got like a couple of cool like pieces
Sounds
of swag. They didn't like blow up. The sandwich was just really good. Sandwich was good. I worked out. I tried to work out a couple of trades. Yeah, why is it so funny? Why is it so funny?
Because what you said told me exactly how well the card show went. Is it was a card show, got some sandwiches.
Got some good food.
They were really good.
The reason why, here's the thing, is like it was advertised like a trading card event. And it was a trading card event, but it was mostly sports. So
it
I
wasn't,
did.
It, yeah, it wasn't in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Basically.
So I showed up yeah. there, brought my trades, you know, and then I did, worked out like one trade, and then tried to work out a few more, but like I didn't get any bites, you know. And also the things that I wanted, like it was like hard because you know people just brought a binder, and it's like you know they didn't have anything
yeah.
that I was looking for. There was one trade that I was so close, and I really wanted the Arceus alternate art. From Brilliant Stars. I don't have that one uh-huh. yet. I got the Charizard.
Oh.
But Yeah, they were like, "No, let me think about it for a little bit, and I'll let you know." And to me, I'm like, "All right, they're not gonna let me know."
And then they dipped out of here, so you didn't bug them anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, "Yeah, you'll let me know. Okay, come find me."
But have you tried these sandwiches?
Yeah, have you tried the sandwich? Yeah, sandwich was really good though. It was pretty prime.
Egg salad?
No, not egg salad. I got a grilled chicken sandwich, but they had burgers, but the fries were scrumdiddlyumptious as well.
So you had the sandwich and the burger, or either or?
No, chicken sandwich.
So you had a chicken sandwich.
Yes.
No burger.
No, but they had
fries.
They had a bunch of burgers. Yeah, and fries. Chicken sandwich with fries.
Okay, so you replaced the burger with a chicken sandwich, got the fries.
No, they just had a bunch of options, and it was either a burger with fries or a chicken sandwich with fries.
Did it come with a drink?
And then you had
I got a Pinot Grigio. Yeah.
Alternate Arceus is for your drink? Is that what you said?
I didn't have the alternate Arceus.
I had a Pinot Grigio.
I had the house white. I had a glass of white wine with my sandwich.
Would you drive out there again for the Savannah
tour? No, I'm going to ask you. if I knew for sure there'd be more Pokemon, I would. Because even their the store's
I know
Pokemon
exactly
selection.
What you're saying.
Yeah, I kid. Yeah, they did have a sealed box of Jackass cards though, and I was eyeing that pretty hard. I was like,
"Hey, you know what? If you're in the market for some, I got two boxes right over here."
Wah, wah, wah. You didn't open them up?
No, I kept them sealed.
What?
I'm waiting to meet Johnny Knoxville one day, okay? Johnny Knoxville and Steve-O, I want to meet them one day, and I want to have them sign those boxes.
That
just
would
go
be so
on
fun.
Johnny Knoxville's new show.
It's
a prank show with Eric Andre.
Yeah.
I thought they canceled that. It's still going?
I saw clips on TikTok of it like just starting. So
isn't it Gabourey?
Yeah, it's
Gabourey Sidibe?
Yeah.
How exciting. All three of them. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, go on there. Anyway, I didn't buy the Jackass box, but I did see it. And it was
how much were they asking?
You know what? They actually didn't have a price on it.
Oh,
it was that valuable.
Yes, that must
trying to
have
put
been
their
it.
Feelers
they're
out there.
Like, yeah, we're not gonna, because we might deter people because it's, you know, so valuable and expensive.
Do you know you can actually get a Tony Hawk auto from those?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Tony Hawk did sign for some of those cards in there.
How cool! It could be box that you got sealed sitting there.
Collecting
dust.
Two of them are here. If anybody's looking for some of those sealed, just reach out to me, Real Breaking Nate.
Very good.
On Instagram. I got to keep one for myself. Steve-O and Johnny Knoxville.
You're going to have him sign both of them. Hey, do you want to hear about the rest of my weekend, by the way?
No. So if you have this Tony Hawk sign card.
Hey,
if you get it signed, would you also go then, like if you had a chance to be Tony Hawk and have him sign it again because you met him and you got a double sign?
Have him sign the other
side. You know what? It's funny that you mentioned that because there's a fan of the channel, of my channel, and every regional, he always has me sign the same card, but he has me sign the sleeve.
Yeah.
And so then he puts that sleeve, and then he re-sleeves it every single time. So it's just a sleeve and a sleeve and a sleeve and a sleeve. And I'm constantly signing the new sleeve. And so it's just like a bunch of my signatures, and I try to line it up perfectly every single event.
That's really funny.
So, yeah, so it's like become a running joke that he always finds me. He's like, all right, I need the signature for this event.
Is it all like crumpled up? Like, is this at some point the sleeve runs out of space?
Right. So, like, the first sleeve is, like, a perfect fit sleeve, and then you get, like, one that's a little bit looser, and then, yeah. It's eventually going to get to a point where, like, you're not going to be able to do it properly, but I love it. I always look forward to it
every
time.
That's really funny. He's going to start getting custom sleeves down to the millimeter so he can fit them
Every regionals, it always, he always finds me, so. Possibly, I might be in Peoria. I can't officially say that I will be yet, because I don't have it nailed down to a T, but. Like 90% sure we'll be at Peoria Regionals.
Very good.
So don't hold me to that.
Signature.
Don't hold me to that. But
so everybody's gonna start doing the sleeve signature.
No, you method. Gotta be original. You gotta come up with something.
Yeah,
I'm game.
That's that person.
I'm game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you did the event. I understand what you're saying about the card shows because there's card shows that I go to around here that like sometimes. It's a sports card show, right? Sometimes they have a lot of Pokemon, and then sometimes it's like one vendor has Pokemon.
Yeah.
You never know until you go.
There was like a few people, but, you know, for it to be like It wasn't a Pokemon card event, and it was, like, way obvious that it was focused on sports, but it was still fun, and I still met some cool, like, Pokemon people, you know?
Hey, that's what it's all about, meeting people.
Yeah. But then after that, I went.
Okay.
And I saw a movie. I went and I saw a movie, but not just any movie. It was a movie that they had on a big screen in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Amongst all the celebrities. I don't know who gets buried in the Forever Cemetery, but it's probably, you know, famous people or something. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, they do like a movie in the park thing where they basically like have this whole area that's like an open lawn and they put on a movie on a big screen and then you just sit there and watch it in the grass.
Did you go by yourself?
No, I went with a group of friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I met up with my friends there and then we watched Scarface. I have friends. I got at least three.
Wait, they just openly played Scarface?
Yeah.
Out in the public?
Well, it was a ticketed event. Like, you had to, you know, you couldn't get in without
a ticket.
Yeah,
but I feel like if you're just standing outside of the cemetery, you could still see it.
No, you can't see it. It's gated. It's high. It's gated high. It's like with, like a bunch of shrubs. Like fences and then shrubs. Mm. Yeah. But yeah, I understand. I don't know if there was like any sort of like, hey, you have to be 18
now
to come
in here.
Now, is
this the Al Pacino Scarface or the 1932 black and white original?
Oh my gosh. I didn't know there was a 1932 black and white original. It was the 1983 Al Pacino Scarface.
Okay.
It was say hello to my little friend. And then for the next like hour and a half after that, at least, I was stuck in that accent. I was like, hey, forget about it. I'm busy. Yeah. I was talking like that. For a while. At least a couple hours, give or take. Maybe into the next week, I'll be talking like that.
Oh, gee. Lucky
man,
us.
Your weekend went on for so long.
No, that was only Saturday. Let me tell you.
Oh,
no,
my
okay,
gosh.
I'm done.
Oh, geez. Okay, well, what did you do Sunday? I mean, we're almost done.
No, Sunday was a chill day. I didn't do anything on Sunday. It was nice. I think I made banana muffins. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, you mean banana muffins? Yeah. Did you make some for everybody?
Actually, I did. If you would like some, I got a few. They were in my kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, save me a couple.
Okay, I'll save you some. They're pretty good. You know, authentic recipe.
When can I fly over and get them? What's a good week for you?
Yeah, you got to fly over now because otherwise they're going to start going bad, I think, over the next
couple
days.
No, what's a good
week
for you? October. What's a good week for you?
You're going to plan? What do you mean? Are you going to be here for a whole week just to eat a banana muffin?
I'm just saying, yeah, what is a good week? I'm not saying I'd be there a whole week, but, you know, maybe like a couple days.
To enjoy a banana muffin? Okay, you come over October 2nd. That's perfect.
October 2nd?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I feel like I'm kind of busy.
Yeah, that's tough. Well, that's the only week you could come for the banana muffin, so...
Were you busy all the other weeks?
Yeah, I'm booked. My schedule is packed the whole time, like every day, except for specifically that one day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's tough.
All right. Well,
Nate?
How was your
I was
weekend?
trying to be a friend, but I guess not.
I'm sorry. I can mail you some if you want.
No. I had a good weekend. Had a great weekend.
Yeah,
what did
you go do?
You know what? Let's see here. Friday, met up with a friend. We had brunch. No, we had lunch.
I was about to be so excited. Brunch.
No, we met at noon, so it's officially lunch at that point.
I mean, it could still be brunch energy, though. Was it brunch energy or was it lunch energy?
Where we were at was definitely brunch energy for sure. We were at a bagel shop.
Did you get breakfast?
I did. I had an everything bagel with bacon, cheese, egg on it. Yeah.
So you go, it was brunch. You had brunch.
That's lunch for me. That was the first time I ate the entire day.
Oh,
so.
My gosh. It was breakfast, that was, then.
Yeah. Breakfast. Breakfast for me at lunchtime.
I'm more of a Dunn Shore Linner fan.
You're a Linner?
I got you. Mm-hmm. I got you.
You hit him with the Linner.
I did that on Friday. Did card show. Went to a card show myself on Saturday.
Nice.
Picked up a heavy hitter. Mm. Heavy.
How much
this
did
podcast
it weigh?
Will go up. Actually, it was a Pokemon item that does weigh a good amount. So I will say that. So this will go up. This podcast will go after the video went up. So this
was
video
it
went
the
up
Eevee
on,
fan
go up on
set?
Tuesday. No, I bought another. So I bought a couple 3-packs. I bought a Cosmic Eclipse 3-pack.
Ooh.
Bought a Ultra Prism 3-pack and a Burning Shadows 3-pack. I opened up all those on the channel. Surprisingly, out of all three of those, which one do you think costs the most?
Say them again.
Cosmic Eclipse 3-pack.
Cosmic Eclipse.
Burning Shadows 3-pack, and then Ultra Prisms 3-pack.
Yeah, I would have thought.
Which one market value right now would cost you the most to buy?
I would say Cosmic Eclipse, because I feel like Burning Shadows is such an easy bait because of the Charizard, but I don't think it's over that. Now Ultra Prism's been reprinted too many times.
I mean, you got the Full Art Lily and Ultra Prism that's like,
there's a spicy meatball.
I'm sticking with Cosmic
500
Eclipse.
Now at this point?
There's too many heavy hitter cards in Cosmic Eclipse.
I would say Cosmic, but the fact that you're asking us is like making it feel like there's a curveball answer, so I'm going to say
the answer was
Prism.
None of them.
Which one is the most expensive?
Which one are you saying then?
I said Ultra Prism.
Ultra Prism?
Oh, you're just switching up now?
No, I said okay. I would have said Cosmic had you not been like, oh, well, one of these is surprisingly expensive. I guess which one is the most expensive? Like, I feel like that would mean, like, it's not the obvious answer of Cosmic.
It is Cosmic Eclipse.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, yeah, play the Seinfeld music.
Surprising. Wait, is that like, did they go up in price? Or like?
So, a Cosmic Eclipse 3-pack market value is $70.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Ultra Prism was about 40-some, and then Burning Shadows was about 30-some.
Yeah, I knew Burning Shadows was on the bottom of that list.
So even, I mean, so it's not like it's a lot more, or it's not like it's a little bit more. It's a lot more than Ultra Prism. That's like $30 more than Ultra Prism.
And you opened it?
Well, yeah. It's meant to be opened. What am I keeping it sealed for?
Well,
what am I going to do with it?
You can buy sealed packs that are like, you know more reasonably priced, and then keep like the, you know, the promo.
A thought finally hit me, Nate. You know, because like ever, I think it was back during the Hidden Fates era where I was like, man, I really regret opening everything that I have just to not have things, you know, a couple things sealed, right? And then since then, I've been pretty good at keeping extra products sealed, or anytime there's a holiday set, keeping at least one of each item sealed. And then recently, I got stuff in. I'm just like, why do I have it? What am I holding it for? Like, it'll be cool in 20 years to be like, yeah, I have this 20-year-old thing, but it's like, I just got to hold it for 20 years.
Right. You got to take up all this room. Like, I like holding on to stuff. I do. Don't get me wrong. I have a bunch of sealed stuff, but I like to hold on to it to potentially open it up on the channel 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, right? So that I don't have to pay a premium price to then buy it again. But I'm not necessarily looking to hold on to it for 20 years.
It goes in the closet of the storage container.
A lot of storage containers.
There's a lot of there is a lot of storage containers filled of a lot of things.
Or possibly trade. Sometimes I'll buy stuff because I'm like, oh, I might be able to trade this for something that I really want in the future.
Yeah. You know, that's a
Yeah, so, but do you have a sealed booster box of Steam Siege?
You know what?
I don't either.
I don't.
It's like that one set that you just, you know, it's weird now. You know, it's, I have a weird love-hate relationship with that set. With like, at the time, it's like, oof. Ugh. Even now, it's like,
you know what?
It's been long enough.
Darkness Ablaze is a way worse set than Steam Siege.
Darkness Ablaze, way worse
than Steam Siege. 100%.
I have one more.
100%. There's playable cards in it, but.
I just need the, at least according to my list, I wasn't sure I had it or not, but if it wasn't checked off of my list, I guess I don't. But I only need one card left to finish Darkness Ablaze, because I bought the other card I needed. I found the Rainbow Butterfree, finally. But the last thing I need is the Rainbow Eternatus VMAX is the last card I need for that set to be completed.
I think, weirdly enough, I need that one, too.
Which is weird, because I thought I had it, but it showed up on my list as, nope, you don't have that one. I'm like, okay.
Well,
I mean, look at the two sets side by side, Darkness Ablaze, Steam Siege. Look at the card list. Steam Siege has a way, to me, my opinion, right, has a way better lineup than Darkness Ablaze.
Yeah, there's some some more exciting cards as well.
First of all, that the Secret Rare Gardevoir EX from Steam Siege is pretty cool.
And that's also what, Professor Sycamore in that set as well?
Yeah, Professor Sycamore's in that set.
I think that is one of like my top pulled cards I pulled the most. I think I had like, when that set was brand new, I had 3 of them like right away.
A good set, honestly. Steam Siege is not that bad. It came out around Pokemon Go, so There was a lot.
When there's a slow news week, we should do a ranking of all the Pokemon sets.
Oh, I'd be down.
So fun.
We should be like, all right, here's my personal list.
We might do that soon, actually. I like that idea. I'm going to write it down.
Write that down.
Yeah, use the write it down
right now. Top set list.
Oh, we would. I feel like we would get into fights over this when it got down to it.
So we would each go down. It's like, all right, what's the total? How many are out there? Let's say there's 50 out there, right? So we'd start at 50. Everyone would be like, all right, say you're 50. We'll go around and say what we chose for like last place.
Close to 100 by now, to be honest. There's a lot.
Well, whatever there is. Yeah. That's going to be a very entertaining podcast where we start naming them. And then as we get, I feel like there's going to be a couple throughout there that are going to be like big discussions, but like when we get to like that top like 20, that top 15, it's going to start getting heated.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
We could also do it like top 10 sets and then top 10 worst sets.
Yeah. So yeah, we could also do
that.
Yeah. Whatever, however we do it, I think it's going to get into a heated debate for sure.
All right. If you want to see it, let us know. Let us know if you want to hear us debate it out. The top 10 good best sets and the top 10 worst sets of all time, because I would definitely. I'm just telling you right now, Darkness Ablaze is in it.
Dang!
I think I'm also like one card away from finishing Scarlet and Violet. I think it's just Clauncher.
Just the Clauncher art.
I think I just need full art.
Someone get this man a Clauncher.
It's like the most. It's always the most random card I need left for sets like that.
I was also going to say at the card show. I got sidetracked there. The card show, I bought the premium XY Trainers collection sealed.
Ooh. Oh, the big box one?
The big box, yeah.
The 11 cards, right?
This is the second one I've bought and sealed this year.
Whoa, so you're crazy.
I got
with
two
it.
Sealed now.
Seriously?
I couldn't pass it up. That's honestly, it's like one of my favorite premium collection boxes now. Back then, I will admit, I'll be the first to admit, back then when it came out, I underrated it big time.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people did back then because I would definitely say back then I looked at like booster pack value. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't mean value of like, oh, it costs this much. It's just like how many booster packs am I getting value-wise, right? Compared to like how much the box is. That box was like a $100 box. And in case you don't remember, 3 booster packs come in that.
I remember it being really weird, weird selection.
Amount. Yeah. So
yeah, that's definitely
the big
hard decision back then.
Right, exactly. But now I look at it and I'm like, oh, wait, I was totally wrong about this. Yeah, this is a great box.
All the accoutrements.
Yeah,
I don't even know if I used that word correctly, but it sounded like
I've never heard that word in my life.
I like it. We're going to rock with it.
I want to find out the definition of it to make sure.
So you got another one?
I got another one sealed. Another one, they were right on market with it.
Hey,
so
you know I used the word correctly. Let's go.
I'm happy for you. I've never heard that.
That's not even my word of the day, but now it is. I might slip it in again
Here's the thing: you say that to somebody, and they're gonna be like, "What are you talking? What is that? What do you?"
It sounds correct enough. People will understand.
That's a moment you get to teach somebody.
Yeah,
you
I guess like based
somebody
on
something
based on context, you could like infer what that meant. But
what does infer mean?
Just smile and nod.
Yeah, it's like
I know some of these words.
Like I don't know, that makes sense.
Speaking of Good Burger reference, Good Burger 2, because of National Cheeseburger Day, got dated its release date to celebrate. So Good Burger 2 is coming out on November 22nd.
Oh, that's still a ways away.
Yes, but it's close. It's getting closer. Paramount Plus. All
right.
Home of a Good Burger.
Not a sponsor.
They got good burgers. Mm-hmm. I heard.
But Mondo Burger is, you know, gotta watch out.
So I did the card show. Did the card show on Saturday. Bought that big old box. So I couldn't pass it up. I feel like you don't see those a whole lot.
Yeah, good weekend.
So had to get that, and then Sunday took a little trip up to Chicago. About a 3-hour drive up to Chicago.
Chicago.
So, went up there.
How was it? Did you go see the river?
I went by it.
Yeah?
Does that count? Yeah, I went by the river.
I mean, I don't know if it really counts. You didn't go down to the river walk, just like go for a little stroll?
We went up there for one thing. We went there to do that, and then we came home. Went up there for a podcast.
Shadowless podcast?
It was research. We went up there for research.
Yeah, podcast research. We went to go watch
podcast
a podcast.
Went up there to watch a podcast specifically for research for our podcast.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That makes sense.
It was a good time. It was a good time. I enjoyed it a lot, so.
Very good.
But I got home at like 3 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
I was dead tired.
Is that why you asked to record the podcast later?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Nate sends a text late last night. I was already asleep, and I got it this morning.
I was like, I need that extra hour. I needed that. I needed it so bad. I was struggling hard. So
that's tough. Well,
but I appreciate both of you for being accommodating with that. So thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we could. That's what I did. Get your sleep.
We're here now.
Yeah.
We're here now doing the Shadowless podcast. So that's what matters. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what matters. What did everybody bring to drink as we move along here?
Wait, Jordan, was that all you did? You played some video games?
Yep.
Very good. Okay. I just want to make sure everybody's weekend got covered.
Okay.
Big gamer moment. You guys want to hear what I have to drink?
Yeah.
Really?
You're always the first one.
Are you sure? Because I feel like sometimes I'm not.
Here's the thing. When I say, what did we bring to drink? It's code for Danny. Start the segment. Tell us what you have to drink.
I don't want to be, just jump in, you know.
We spent more time debating this than just telling the drinks.
I mean,
I've never been on live television before.
Oh my gosh. Not the extended cut.
Apparently, I don't watch the news. Talk about the
because
drinks.
Because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
In the Powerball. So, I got, and let me say, I just didn't want to be rude. I didn't want to jump in, you know. I didn't want to be rude, cut anybody off with the drink. So that's
why. Why would you change it up?
Anyway, I forgot. I think it's almost like a running bit that I, like, don't just jump in, you know. I got to, like, really draw
just
it
show
up.
Off the Cuban okay. mug that's, let me be that's what it already. Is.
Let me discuss, and this was, here's the thing, this was not a direct jab at Jordan, but I did bring the infamous 2018 Lavender Town Pokemon Center exclusive mug.
It's okay, I saw it in their hand already. Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, bow. So I actually do need to wash my, not wash my laundry. What is that? Oh, do my wash dishes. I need to do my dishes.
So, I put my laundry in the sink again, and my dishes in the laundry dryer, the washer.
It's weird that you say do the dishes. And maybe you do say, do you say wash your dishes?
I say do the dishes. Wash, no. Either
I say wash.
Because, I don't know, I always say like wash.
You wash them down by the creek?
Wash.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got confused. Anyway, I need to wash my dishes. So I didn't have my regular mug selection. You know, I was
do
like.
Do you wash
you know,
your laundry or do your dishes?
I wash my laundry. I guess you do say do your laundry, right? I don't wash my. I don't. Now I'm confused. I'm caught up in semantics.
I in our household we say do.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you gonna do some laundry?
Yeah, I say like that as well. No. Yeah. Wash. I'm gonna wash my.
Are you gonna do the dishes or are you gonna do the laundry?
I'm gonna wash my laundry. I think I say wash my laundry, but I do my dishes.
That
I don't know what I say.
It sounds like anyway. Like I feel like you're over explaining it. Like we know what you're gonna do if you're doing laundry. You know, like, hey, yeah. I'm gonna go wash my laundry. It's like that's what you should be doing if you're doing your laundry.
The laundry.
So I guess if I'm doing my dishes.
Washed.
The example
also
is
you also in this apartment it's just you that lives there, so who are you telling?
I'm not telling anybody. Well, no, if I'm like on the phone,
Danny's just looking in the mirror, it's like, you will do the dishes today, you will get this done today, I believe in you. And then the night comes by, tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, forget about it. Anyway, so yeah, my mug selection, this one I like,
what
I'll
are
bring
you drinking
special occasion. Oh yeah, I forgot. Okay, anyway. Special occasion mug, Lavender Town exclusive. It when you put liquid in there, the
right. Yes.
You're still not telling us.
We know how the mug works.
Wait. Okay.
We know how heat changing mugs work.
Tell us the liquid and then explain what the mug is.
Is it tea? Did you put kombucha in there? Is it just dishwater?
We got any new listeners? Okay, no. There is coffee in here. There's coffee in the mug.
And let me guess, it's unicorn sprinkle Fruit Loop flavor.
No.
Is it banana?
Backtrack. Let's be cool. There's no banana flavors. There's no blueberry. There's no rainbow unicorn flavor. Today, special feature flavor is the Dunkin' Donut Caramel Me Crazy Caramel Donut Coffee.
Yeah. Use code SUPERDUPER at the Target checkout.
On Dunkin' Donuts. DunkinDonuts.com?
No, just Target.
Target. Just Target. What the heck? Yeah. No, this is not. What? Good luck using that Target coupon code, super duper. Anyway,
is it good?
It smells
you
like
really built it up.
Yeah, no, it tastes phenomenal. I put some oat milk in there. Got a little, you know, a little oat milk, little situation. What? Huh? Yeah. You know, I have made my own oat milk before. You don't milk it, though. You blend it.
Oh.
Yeah, it was actually really easy. You, like, blend oats and water in, like, a, you know, big old blender. And then you got to, like, get one of those bags that catches all the little gabagoos, you know? So, like, you, like, sift it out,
like
basically.
Like a cheese bag?
Yeah, a little cheesecloth. Yeah, cheese bag. Yeah. Yeah. And then you just dump it in there. There's a couple more. I think I put some vanilla and, like, maybe a little salt in there or something.
I love nothing more than putting some water-filled nut dust in my coffee.
Yeah.
You know?
And then, and then you just, like, you just shake it off?
Oh, yeah. What?
You just, like, shake it off? Get it.
What, the cheese bag?
No, like the liquid.
Now there's cheese.
You're telling me some
first,
cheese.
First, you're telling
bag?
Me you're getting milk from these things. Are you getting cheese? Is an oat just another name for a cow?
But yeah, it was. I have made my own oat milk. It is actually
what's
not
half
that
and
hard.
Half. While we're at it, that's half of what?
Half cream, half milk.
You
yeah.
tell me.
Could you? That's what could it you is. Potentially
like
make
Palmer?
The milk?
It's an Arnold.
You make the milk, right? You squeeze out the milk.
Yeah.
You get the milk, and then can you then put the milk into a new cheesecloth and then squeeze and make cheese?
No, wait. I don't know. How do you make cheese? No, you got to.
No, we're asking
age.
You.
It's got to grow up. Yeah. You got to let it evolve. You know.
Okay.
I actually don't know how they make cheese. It does.
Why
seem
is it
like
called
a
blue
process.
Cheese?
It's not even blue. It's not blue.
How do you cut the cheese?
With a knife?
Yeah, with a knife. Oh,
one
of those. Oh,
there you go. Someone cut the cheese.
That was so loud. Why was that so loud?
It just is. In
where
a
did,
hallway.
Where
yeah,
did they?
Down an alley.
Straight up, where did they record that to get that much echo? Or did they, like,
the
add
Sydney
the echo
Opera
in
House?
Post?
Yeah. All right, so that's what you got over there. You
I'm
got
glad we
that's
took
a,
17 minutes to explain
long...
you had coffee.
Yeah. So I got caramel me crazy, Dunkin'.
You know when you
set
the route on your iPhone directions and it's like avoid highways or go highways, you definitely hit.
Oh, we hit the troll road.
You hit avoid highways to go that extra hour scenic route.
Yeah. We just take the side streets. We still get there at the end of the day, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah, sorry about the tangents.
But all the other passengers are like, man, we could have got here so much earlier if we just.
Hey, but they ain't driving. I'm driving. You know, I get to choose.
And they won't be letting you drive again.
Anyway.
You're a good driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a responsible driver.
I've driven with you before.
I'd be putting on my blinker and stuff. You ever see me honk at somebody? Have I honked at somebody in the car with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, people are annoying, man.
Yeah, you definitely do a, huh, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, where'd you learn how to drive, bro?
You know what? You drive good enough that I can fall asleep in the car.
That's good. I'll slam on my brakes.
That's a level of safety and comfortability.
I'm going to take you on one of those streets that's got all the speed bumps and then just floor it.
Oh my god, I almost died!
It was so scary! Okay, what did y'all bring to drink?
Jordan, what do you got? You got undisclosed
pink.
How is this?
Undisclosed pink.
That sounds so weird.
No. This is like a Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Undisclosed kinda. Pink. Is it lemonade?
It's no.
Oh, what's the. Is it like
it's
fruit?
Pink.
No, that's not a flavor.
It's strawberry watermelon.
That
have
sounds
you ever made,
delectable.
Have you ever made Kool-Aid as an adult?
Not in a long, long time.
It's you know what? I haven't either, but I've watched people make Kool-Aid as an adult, and it is a wake-up call.
What, the amount
with
of
how
sugar?
How much sugar?
You see?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
As a kid, you don't realize like how much sugar goes into there. Because you never make it, right? Like, your parents, like, always made it for you. Sometimes you'd make it, right? But it never turned out as good as when your parents made it. But, like, if you make it as an adult, the amount of sugar that goes into a Kool-Aid is just, it's breathtaking.
We should have
like,
a Jell-O.
It's so much. Bad. It's wild.
We shouldn't be ingesting that or feeding it to kids.
We should do a Jell-O off.
Ooh. A Jell-O off.
You don't want the smoke. You don't want the smoke. Jello contest?
Mm-hmm. What we get doing? Ready for the Jello off. Because the players gonna
play, 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 play. And the Jello's gonna shake, 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 shake. Any Swifties listening? We're for Taylor. We're here, you know.
Hey, listen. Hey, I went to the Taylor Swift concert, so yeah. I'm been. By relation Swiftie. A Swiftie.
Yeah.
So
you know her mother.
Yeah.
I took a picture with Mama Swift. So yeah, exactly.
That's so wild.
You're in the family. You know what?
One time I was sitting at Applebee's. And I was and telling
Taylor
a friend.
Swift walked in.
And Taylor Swift walks in and goes, "Hey, give me those all-you-can-eat wings." No, I was with a friend, and I was talking about going to the Taylor Swift concert. And I was like, "Yeah, I met her mother." And the booth over next to us, these two girls were sitting there. They go, "Excuse me, did you just say you met Taylor Swift's mom?" Mm-hmm. And then it turned into this whole circus situation. So they were freaking out. They could not believe they were meeting somebody that met Taylor Swift's mom.
It's all in the family.
It was wild.
They must have been really big fan. I feel like that's such like a niche thing to get excited about. Like a stranger who met somebody famous is mom.
Right. Yeah, I've never met a fandom like the Swifties before. Yeah. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a good way. It's like one of the strongest communities out there. It's wild.
Powerful.
Taylor Swift, please don't come after us. Like we don't make anything off this podcast, okay? If you want part of the revenue, okay, it's zero.
Come on the podcast. I'm sure you have a relationship with Pokemon growing up at some point.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, you're always welcome here.
Come talk about your favorite Pokemon with us.
Yeah. All right. You know what, Taylor, you're open invite to the Jello off.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All right. Jello off. I forgot.
Yeah. Here we go. The Jello off.
To celebrate the opening events, here's Taylor Swift.
Oh, man. That's the perfect song for the Jello off,
it
too.
It really is.
Yeah, shake it off.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. When's that Jello off taking place?
Soon.
Soon?
It's not Friday, is it?
No.
Oh. Friday? Oh, no. Okay.
Get ready for the Jello off on a Friday. It's happening. Jello off. You thought I was going to play something.
I really did. I thought you were going to. No, that's okay. All right. That's fine.
Nate?
Yeah.
What'd you bring?
Oh, we got ourselves some nice, high quality. Because the players going to play, play,
play, play, play. Jello!
H2O.
That water's wow. Smart, bro.
Oh.
Is that the same bottle of smart water you've had for the last month?
Make it do a tornado.
Oh, it's the same bottle, but it's not the same water. Whoa. I just refilled this bottle from my Brita.
And then you got the
How long have
the
you
same
used
smart...
the same bottle for?
Oh, quite a while.
A month.
It's got all these dents inside of it. I don't know if you can see, but there's like
You're really getting your money's worth out of that smart water bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just reusing it. Hey, it fits perfectly in my Jeep. My nice Jeep Wrangler. I ride with the top off. That sun just heats up the water, and I got some nice warm water.
Oh my gosh!
Ooh, it's so good,
Sarah.
I just refill it from my Brita.
Really?
Yeah, the Brita. It's the same Brita I used to make Jello. Because the players gonna play, play,
play, play, play. The exact same Brita.
It's the It's the clap at the beginning that does it for me.
Yeah, it really gets you excited for what's to come.
It does. You know, I saw it live. It does get you pretty hyped.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. Yeah.
I saw it live. All right.
Unreal. I'm glad you got that same water in the same bottle.
Okay.
I was going to say, Sarah, convinced me to never drink water that's been sitting in my car ever again. Like, every time I have a water bottle sitting in my car now, I think of Sarah and Natacheny because she's like, don't drink that. Don't drink that. It's not good. It's not good. There's whatever carcinogens or whatever from the plastic. She's like, there's whatever. She's talking up all the scientific stuff that goes on when plastic gets heated up.
And oh, my God, I almost
exactly.
died.
And then I was like, that's crazy because I'm still going to drink it. She's like, no, don't drink that. And I was like, okay.
I'm just picturing someone taking a sip of water. That's one warning him about the problems. And that's her reaction. Oh, my God, I almost
died. Oh, my God, I almost died.
I believe her, though. I believe she did her research on that. But I just, never thought about it.
My mom always said the same thing.
Yeah, so now I don't drink them. If it's been in the car for even a little bit, I'm like, I guess I gotta throw it out. If it's warm, like, this is sad.
I mean, yeah, there's things to worry about and things to not worry about in life, and I don't know how far up on my radar that one falls.
Yeah, it's tough. There's too many. I think we're like too knowledgeable on the things that could potentially harm us that now it's like, right, there's too many things to worry about, and it could be better to just not worry about any of them. Who knows?
Right.
Or worry about all of them.
Right. Can I crack this thing open yet or not?
No. Yeah. Oh. On the count of three. Here we go. One, two, three.
This tastes like it was out of a 2018 Lavender Town exclusive Pokemon Center mug. Mmm.
You can't hurt me anymore.
Why? Did you get it?
You can't hurt me anymore.
Did you get the 2018 Pokemon Center exclusive Lavender Town mug? I don't think so.
You can't hurt me anymore.
Why? Why is
Your days of bullying are numbered.
Oh, they're numbered.
You know, I'm just going to say
the numbers
high. I don't care that you broke your elbow.
I don't care that you broke your elbow.
That really hurts.
That video was so good. Unreal.
Oh.
Coffee's hitting.
I forgot to ask Jordan a question. Hey, yeah. Jordan, can I ask you a question?
That's a good question.
What caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Oh my god, wait, what the heck just happened?
Well, a couple things. First of all,
yeah,
at the right after we recorded last week, another item dropped right away, and it was this Pokemon 2024 day-to-day calendar. I know we just got calendars, so I don't know if this is just a re-release of the same thing or another new calendar. But yeah, it looks like it's one of the ones you rip off every day, and it has a new Pokemon on it and some facts about the Pokemon. But then we got Halloween drop 1.5.
Yeah.
Top. There's a drop.
Yeah, there's some Pokemon Center items.
I will not download that one.
Come on. Yeah.
So there was there was a flannel. There's two different flannel shirts. You know, there's the punk and purple Marvelous Misfits flannel shirt. There was the Pikachu Marvelous Misfits flannel flirt.
I love this drop.
You okay?
These are all tongue twisters. There's the Pikachu Marvelous Misfits black denim jacket. Pikachu Marvelous Misfits light denim jacket. But if you're feeling festive and you want to get a sweater, I know some people here are looking for one of these sweaters. There was the Umbreon, the Pumpkin Gengar, the Snorlax, and the Grimer sweaters that all dropped. And that's it. That's the Pokemon
Center. That's
a good drop. Yeah, you know, it's the 1.5 drop, the Halloween 1.5.
The bonus content, the DLC expansion pass.
So we got what? Those denim jackets at $120. We got the flannels at $60. The sweaters at
$50. Mm-hmm.
Anybody get themselves anything? I like this drop. It's a good one.
It's a nice drop. It's a nice looking drop.
I think the Grimer sweater.
I also think Nate got the Grimer sweater.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think you got anything else. That Umbreon one is pretty sick. If anything, I think you got the Umbreon and the Grimer, but for sure the Grimer.
Okay. All right. I got
What the heck?
Oh, I love this ASMR.
What the heck was that?
Nothing.
What?
You have a bad problem of hyping things up that you want and going, oh yeah, I can't wait for that Grimer sweater. And then it comes out, you're like, yeah, I didn't get it.
I never said I wasn't getting it. I just haven't got around to it yet.
Well, so what are you waiting for? After Halloween?
Hey, you can wear this Grimer sweater any time of year. This is an any time of year sweater.
That is.
Some you want the Snorlax? Ones.
Yeah.
So the Snorlax and the Gengar one, that's Halloween only. But the Umbreon and the Grimer, that's every. You know, that might be a festive holiday.
Yeah. Anytime
sweater.
Anytime when it's like cold, you know, when it's sweater weather.
Yeah. You know, I will say that I do think I am going to get the black and white flannel. I really like that flannel. Like, really, really like it. So, that's like a 90% sure that I'm going to be adding that to my cart soon. I love the denim jacket. I love denim jackets. I'm upset that I did not grab the one at Worlds.
Really?
I don't know why I didn't. Zoe tried to talk me into it. And I was like, I don't know. I'm already buying this other jacket. And I was like, I don't know if I need two jackets. Zoe tried. So I'll give props to Zoe. But I said, nah, I ain't going to get it.
Hmm.
But this light denim jacket, I really like.
Ooh.
So, and then, of course, the Grimer sweater as well.
Very good.
But you're correct. Nothing this week.
Nothing.
I'm going to say it's probably an easy guess for both of you. That's a nothing.
Yeah. Wait, you think I got nothing too? Yo, I'm getting a call, and I don't know if this is my Amazon guy. Can I answer it? Is that illegal?
Yeah, answer it on the podcast.
Hey, you know what address this? Hello? Hello?
Do they want to?
There's nobody there. That's a big bummer.
Just checking to make sure the number still works.
Dude, what is the deal? Okay, like either it's like an automated thing, like a spam thing
we're
that didn't like
podcast.
Click in, right? Or like why would they just have a phone number just calling people and then just not have anything on the other side? What's up with that?
Because
make sure
it's
an active number.
Yeah, they're trying to record your voice print.
Do you think it's Hello? That sneaky? What are they doing?
Yes.
AI stuff with my voice?
Yes.
That's why you should always answer in a different voice.
That's Hello? Why I always answer and go, yes.
Hello.
So they can get your voice saying yes.
Yes. Can we charge you $1 million?
Yes.
Yes. Or they could just listen to the Shadowless podcast.
I'd rather say they just listen to the podcast.
Yeah, just watch any YouTuber and just get all of it. Yeah. Anyway, I actually did get items. So I would like you to guess based on that information. What do you think I got?
Did you get items from this drop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one that just happened.
Yeah. This drop.
Okay.
With the clothes.
All right. I'm going to say that you got the purple flannel.
Interesting.
Purple flannel. I believe you got that Grimer sweater, too.
Okay. J-Dog?
Well, I don't care.
But what the heck? You're going to guess?
No, you got something. You got a shirt.
What the heck? Well, you guys are both wrong. Well, no, you I don't know. Jordan didn't really answer.
I can't be wrong. That's all they dropped was shirts.
Yeah, I know, which is why it's, yeah. Lazy guess from Jordan Fringe. I actually picked up the black denim jacket. Misfits black denim jacket. I don't have a denim jacket. I've been wanting one. And I feel like the darker color one actually like fits my style a little bit more than the.
You know, I will say I did have a hard time picking between the two of which one I wanted because they're both nice.
Yeah, and now my only thing is I went to go click on the sizing chart, and you go to jackets, and they like literally link a sizing chart on this like actual link. The black denim jacket, there's a thing that's like sizing chart. You click on it, and it's got every single style of Pokemon apparel, and then you click on jackets. And then they don't have it. They don't have denim jacket on the sizing chart.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know what size. I think I'm going to get a large because I got something from Pokemon Center, like a hoodie.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hang on. Can we back up there for a minute?
What?
You said, I think I'm going to get a large?
Oh, yeah. I haven't checked out yet. It's in my cart.
This is purely a what have we bought.
Nate, we
not
go through
a,
this every
what are
every
we going
week.
To buy?
It's always sitting in my cart. I haven't bought it yet. This one's
so
been
then
actually
I can,
sitting
so
in
So then I could
day.
Add that stuff to my cart right now.
If you wanted to.
And then
to.
That would count.
If you
is what
wanted.
You're saying.
But this was premeditated. I added this in, like, whenever they dropped. Was it yes? No. 2 days ago?
Whenever I added it into my mental cart.
Well, no, I added it. It's been sitting in my cart for days, and I haven't checked it out yet.
I'm just saying.
Oh, brother.
I feel like it's gotta be like a done deal purchase.
No, well then I didn't get anything, but I do have.
All right, hey, there you go. That's the answer.
I did get the stuff from last week that I claim that I didn't buy yet, but I bought right after the podcast. So I bought.
So
that.
You got the denim. You got the denim jacket, or you're going to get the denim jacket.
Yes, and I'm torn on a medium or large because I got some stuff from there before. You'll grow into too it. Small. Y'all grow into it. Yeah, so I think I might go with the large just because, like, I've gotten, like, a hoodie and a medium before, and it was, like, really small. Like,
okay.
I was like, what the heck? So.
Yeah, go with that large.
Huh?
Yeah, go with the large.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get
That's what I think I want to get is a large, so.
Yeah, I mean, you can return it. It's just kind of a pain in the butt, and it's like, man, I was literally looking for the size, and they didn't have it, and I was like, what the heck? And then I also got the Marvelous Misfits black and white flannel shirt.
You didn't get it yet.
Ah, it's good. It's a good one. Really cool. It's a shirt. Good one, right? It's so good.
Yeah, I'll
it's
probably so wear it with the sleeves rolled up and then like open. They have their model has it like buttoned all the way up. I'll probably wear it open with like a shirt underneath, you know.
Hey, you know what? It's getting dangerous. Our wardrobe's getting very, very similar.
A little similar. People won't be able to tell us apart. Wardrobe. They're not gonna be able to tell us apart. We go to events and stuff.
We're eventually going to be able to do an event. I actually probably could do it now to where we wear the exact same shirt every single day of the event.
We could. We totally could. I can already think of like 5 shirts that we have that are the same.
Yeah, we actually could.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
And then this was the one item I was on the fence about is the Grimer sweater, only because I already have 2 other Pokemon shirt items in my cart. I'm like, do I need this Grimer sweater? That's why I haven't checked out yet. I want to think about it. But that one I thought was the coolest out of the 4 that they dropped. I know we talked about that before already. So it's cool. It's got like little checkers
big week.
On it. Yeah.
Big week. Big week. Jordan, yeah. I don't think you bought anything.
No.
Not a big clothes guy.
Nothing over there for you.
No.
That's all right. That's all right. But that's it for the Pokemon Center this week.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. However, it is not the end of the podcast. No, 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 no. We still have to talk about what's going on. In the world of Pokemon. Now, remember, we're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news! That's right, everyone. This week, we have some real news to break, just like every single week. But this week, a little bit different because we're going to start off with some Funko news. So, all right, this is actually an exciting Funko news segment because one of our longtime listeners, longtime viewers, has actually informed me of a new Funko thing, right?
Okay.
I'd like to show you. I have show and tell, as you guessed, because you saw me run over to my shelf and grab something. They have now released limited edition exclusive Super Duper Danny Funkos. Bam, 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 bam. So, you can. What else do I have?
See, now I feel how Nate feels during this segment.
What? Hey, what the heck? Come on, man. So you can do customized Funkos, and PokeBudget actually customized a Funko Pop, and you can get this made, like, on their website, I guess. It looks just like me. It's hilarious, and it's got ice cream. I got my little sweet, and then I got a game controller, and my hair is, like a silver faux hawk. Like, it's, like, literally me.
And he didn't make the person who does the Funko news his own Funko.
Nah. Nah, that's tough.
I'll remember that PokeBudget.
That's tough. So I believe Budget sent one to Edith and I. And let me tell you, like when I opened,
why is Edith in the equation now?
Well, no, because we're just—he's like our, I don't know. Yeah, he's our homie. But he sent us one to open on, like we opened him on stream, and like my reaction, I don't know. I'd never seen anything quite like this. So I was like, I've never been in action figure form or whatever this is, collectible figure form. And I thought it was really cool. And it says my name on the front. So you can do this.
No, it's missing the P.
Sadoop. Yeah. Oh, you're right. There's a misspelling there. It's not Sadoop. Wait, how did you say it earlier?
Well, I said Padani.
Padani. Super duper Padani. Padani. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, you're right.
Well, I mean, honestly, like, it is a really honest. I don't know why Funko didn't start doing this earlier, but it is easy to just make a Funko of anything, right? Because there's no features on the face. It's literally just like the big black eyes. Very
rarely do they add certain things for certain characters.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's so easy to make and pump those out.
For a while, they had it, and you can probably still do this. They're at the Funko Hollywood store. You could go in there and make your own Funko in person and, like, walk out with it. However, every day, like, there's, like, a certain number, and once it, like, reaches that number, you can't do it anymore. Like, they just, like, cap out every day. And so there's always, like, this long line at the Funko store to try to do this, like, custom character thing. So now that they have it online, I think that's pretty cool. They found a way to, like, mass produce it. Anyway, I thought that was funny, and I said that I would mention
it. That is very neat.
Funko news. So, custom Super Duper Danny Funko. Yeah, limited edition exclusive. Sorry you guys couldn't get one.
It still gets a... Ah. Sorry.
This is a very rare agree from me for that.
What the heck? What are you talking about? That's cool, Super Duper Danny
Funko. I never said it wasn't cool. I think it's cool, but that is the theme for the Funko news when we do it on the podcast.
But you still got
so it doesn't matter what news you're bringing in. That's what the theme is. Yeah. No, it looks great. It looks great, but it's still a...
What the heck?
Okay. Are you going to display it in the background?
Yeah, it was in the background, and then I brought it up in the foreground to show you, and now I'm going to put it back in the background.
All right. No, that makes sense. Go for it.
Yeah. No, I'll wait, because I got to stand up, and then I need to take out my headphones.
Pokey budget, there's still time to make this right. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say.
There's still time.
That really hurts.
Sorry, you guys didn't get one. It's pretty exclusive.
No, you know what? I'm cool with not getting one. I'm great. Yeah. Everything's great over here for me, personally.
Yeah, so it's tough, but, you know, some people get them, some people don't. You know, it is what it is.
Hey, you know I'm not on that Funko train, so it doesn't bother me at one bit. I'm good.
Brought big news. I brought pepperonis to the podcast this week. Is a nice little snack.
None of this at all has been Pokemon news so far.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about the Pokemon news?
If that's not a problem with you.
Oh, yeah. No, we can go ahead and talk about Pokemon news. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Hey, you know what? Let's...
They're turkey pepperonis, by the way.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Illustration contest.
Yes!
They're doing it again. It's back. Yeah, the illustration contest is back. They did it, 2022?
Yeah,
was the last year that they did it?
Actually, last year, yeah.
2022 was the last year they did it, I believe. And then it was only Japan, United States.
I thought it was just Japan and the U.S. And it was a really big deal for them to include the United States in that, because they really don't do, like, I don't know if they've ever done an illustration contest with the U.S. and Japan.
They did the Pokemon Art Academy. Okay. That was open. That was, and then all the winners got 100 cards printed of the card that they got. Go look it up. Pokemon Art Academy cards. They're really expensive because there's only 100 made of each one. So, but this year or 2024, it is open to, the UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand.
Oh my gosh.
So really, really opening it up.
They're
here.
Broadening their horizons.
Your artwork has to include one of the following Pokemon: Charizard, Pikachu, Eevee, Feraligatr, Flygon, Absol, Bidoof, Melmetal, or Amped Form Toxtricity, or Koridon. Sorry, Maridon fans, no love there, only Koridon.
That's so random. Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Marie's home.
Marie's home. Yeah, so specifically
party don't stop.
Specifically the amped form of Toxtricity as well.
Yeah.
Don't try to do the other form.
Just amped only.
Yeah.
Just amped only. And then the theme of this year's contest is magical Pokemon moments.
That's cute. Wait, I really like that. Magical moments.
If you want to apply for this or draw for this, PTCGIC-CR.com. Or you can just probably go to the Pokemon website and you can link all the way through there. But the entry period is October 12th to January 31st. You have to be 18 years or older. Residents of Alabama or Nebraska must be 19 years or older.
What?
Residents of Mississippi must be 21 years or older.
All righty.
I'm not making that up. That is literally what it says on the website.
Mm. What's up with that? I wonder. Yeah, what the heck's up with that?
Probably some state law.
Yeah, it's definitely state law.
Interesting.
It'll be held in two divisions. There is standard card illustration or, for the first time, I believe, EX card illustration. So an ultra-rare type version as well. The artwork specifications. Follow the theme and draw not only the Pokemon, but also the background. Do not use alphanumeric text or text expressions in the background. In principle, you should only draw one Pokemon per illustration so that it is easy to tell which Pokemon is the subject of a particular card. However, as long as it is clear who the main subject is, you may also draw additional Pokemon.
Nice. Well,
there you go.
You can submit up to three illustrations between standard card illustration and EX card illustrations, either of the same Pokemon or of different ones. And then it goes into technical specifications, eligibility, how to enter, and then judges as well. So you got Ishihara being one of the judges. Let's see here.
Uyama?
I'm trying to see what.
Uyama's one of the judges?
Yeah.
That's cool.
We got.
All right, I don't see any Sugimori on here.
Yeah, I was trying to see. Tomokazu was the judge last time.
That's cool. But yeah, you can see, like, it has, like, who they are in relation to, like it's got their name and then their, like, position. A lot of them, well, a chunk of them, I guess, work for creatures or, like, on. Yeah, either work for the Pokemon Company or creatures.
Yeah.
And then.
The creature's president. There's also the executive director.
Art director, illustration director. Yo, a lot of people directing stuff.
A lot of people directing. And then I believe, I can't say this with 100% because I have not looked in the fine print anywhere. But I believe for the last contest they hold, it specifically said that you cannot post your work anywhere.
Oh, interesting.
So, like I said, I have not went through the specifications of this one, but keep that in mind that, because I know a lot of people like to post the progress of their work, or they might think about be doing a live stream of them doing their work. I would say probably do not do any of that, because that could potentially disqualify you from the contest. So do not post your artwork anywhere as much as you want to, just to be on the safe side.
Interesting. Yeah, I wonder if it's, like, for reasons, like, they don't want people to have, like, the original copy of it, or if it's, like, they don't want people to, like, potentially copy each other or something. I don't know.
Right, like, I guess if you was to post it on social media, like, I guess someone could steal it, right? And then, like, submit it and say, oh, no, that's my artwork.
No, it's my artwork.
Yeah, there is prizes. I know everybody wants to know what those prizes. We got the Judges Award. 15 Judges Award winners will receive a cash value of $500.
Interesting.
There is first runner-up. 6 first runner-ups will receive a cash value of $1,000. And then we got 1 best standard card illustration winner and 1 best EX card illustration winner will receive a cash value of $3,000. And then the grand prize. 1 grand prize winner will receive a cash value of $5,000.
Interesting.
And I assume you will have your card made into an actual Pokemon TCG card as well.
I was just going to say one thing that is omitted from this that I feel like, I don't know if it should be listed on there or where, but, like, yeah, they didn't say, like, which ones of these will get their own card or if any of these people will maybe, like, receive the card. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like part of the prize, like, to feel special might be, like, that card.
Yeah.
But who knows?
I'm sure that maybe they're just working out, like, the fine details of that.
Yeah.
But here's the big thing right here. It ends in January. We're not going to know the winners until September 2024.
Oh my gosh.
It's a little bit away.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's literally a year from now. Can you imagine, like, if you actually enter that contest, then having to wait a year to see if you won?
Oh, it'd be worth it.
Oh, it would. 100% would be worth it. Absolutely.
I would forget about the contest by then. Like, you know how, like, in the back of your head, you're like, oh, man, I can't wait till whatever date till they announce it. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be like, it would be so far ahead that I would just forget. I'd be like, oh, yeah, that contest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I won it. Look at that.
Look at that.
How about that? That's something.
Wow.
So go ahead, enter that illustration contest starting this October 12th, the day after my birthday. October 11th is my birthday. Just to throw that out there. Anybody, you know, wants to know for
write that
any
down, write that
specific
down.
Reason? Any super duper's out there want to know that for any specific reason? Next up on
sure
the list.
My calendar.
Next up on the list, teal mask.
Yeah.
Not purple mask, but teal mask.
The teal mask.
The teal mask. The part one of the DLC for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. And Danny.
Yeah.
This is when I usually turn to you right here for
why?
The video game.
Why,
because you're
why
a pro
you know,
at it.
Yeah, because I'm a professional, seasoned veteran. You know,
you're
how
professional
it is.
When it comes to the video game side.
Really?
You think I'm a professional? Well, yeah.
Oh yeah, I do. I'll be streaming. But yeah,
Super duper tutorials.
Super duper tutorials. Yeah, since the dawn of YouTube, super duper tutorials
right.
has been bringing you the latest game tutorials. It's right. only right. Yeah. So I did pick up the DLC, the few little streamer roonies. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
So it's the first part of it that came out. There's like the teal mask is the first part, and then the indigo disc is the second part, which comes out, I believe, in December. I don't know if there's an actual date, but it said
and
this
that's
year.
Only on an actual disc.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can only get that by
Nintendo Switch, like, makes it so that you have to get, like, a disc port, like a special disc attachment to play. The indigo disc. Yeah, so those are, like, both parts make up the one DLC. So you get both of them for, like, the, I believe it was $35 for the DLC.
Okay.
But, yeah, so it's, like, an additional storyline. You go to a new region, and you get to play, like, this extra additional story where you're in Kitakama. No, Kitakana? The name of it, I hope I'm pronouncing correctly. But yeah, it's like you're going to, like, it's basically like you and a few classmates won like a foreign exchange opportunity to go to like a new region and see how they live. And you like pair up. Right now I haven't beaten it yet, but yeah, you're basically going on an extra story with some new legendaries. And there's quite a few twists that I've already seen that I'm very excited about. So
twists and turns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously you don't want to say too much. You don't want to spoil for anybody at the moment. So
don't want to do big
some new Pokemon, right?
Oh my god. Yeah. So there's like they also extended they added new Pokemon, but they also extended the Pokédex. So like a bunch of the old Pokemon that weren't in regular Scarlet and Violet are now in the game. So there's a whole extra Pokédex.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that update you don't have to pay for. Right? Isn't that just updated for the game in general?
I mean, I would assume. I also don't know, just because I already, like, I have it, so I don't know.
Right, exactly. I feel like I heard something about that.
I would assume that if they've got that as DLC, like, everybody gets the Pokédex, but you wouldn't be able to find those Pokemon unless you had the DLC anyway. But I'm assuming.
It's true, yeah.
Then, like, if somebody who has the DLC wanted to trade you Pokemon from that region, they would still be able to do that, I would think. But yeah, so Kitakami is the new region. I don't know if the next like part of the DLC is going to be in this same like additional city, if they're going to have you go to like a new region or whatever for that. But yeah, let me see. I like looked up Pokemon Scarlet and Violet Kitakami Pokédex, and they added on here, it would appear that they added 200 Pokemon. So that's including like Woo! Ones that they like re-added from previous gens that are now available, and then also a few new Pokemon that we've never seen before, including Poltegeist, which is or Polchageist rather.
Polchageist,
yeah. Polchageist, the matcha inspired.
We've seen We've seen, I mean, obviously they teased that one already before the DLC got released, so.
Yeah. So that one, it was cool because they teased, like, one of the, one part of the evolution line, but I know for sure there's at least two. Like, I've seen two different, whatever, stages of it so far. Mm-hmm. So it could be the same as Poltegeist, could be, like, two or three, who knows.
Yeah, familiar Pokemon returning, Alcremie.
Alcremie.
Whimsicott. Dewgong.
Whimsicott. Yeah, they...
Milotic.
Dude, the list of them that they, like, threw in there... Well, maybe this is... I'm looking at this on Polygon. And I don't know if this is all the Pokemon that you can find in there. There's 200 different Pokemon that you can find in the game. I don't know if that, those are all fresh new ones. But yeah, some of them that I like didn't realize weren't in Scarlet and Violet. You know, like you just like don't, some of them you just like overlook. Like, I thought that was in the game.
There's so many Pokemon at this point. Yeah, you just kind of assume.
Right. I know. So yeah, there's like 1,000 Pokemon at this point. You're like, oh, could have sworn I saw that one.
I could have seen it before.
But yeah, I
also
thought...
go ahead. Do you say Milotic or Milotic?
I say Milotic.
I say Milotic.
Milotic? Milotic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think tomato
on
that.
Milotic.
Well, let's ask. I wonder if Sarah Natacheny, our official. I feel like she is all.
She's already
like,
gone
official...
over this one with many people.
Dude, really? Yeah, she's the official pronunciator for sure. We just got to ask her. Just call her up on the podcast. Okay.
We'll call her right now. Oh, hang on. Hello.
Ethera, how do you pronounce Milotic? I feel like I don't know which one it is.
Just call her right now.
She's calling on an airplane. She's coming back from Canada or Alaska or somewhere.
Somewhere, one of those places far away.
Yeah, far and wide. I was gonna say something about this, but I forgot. Oh, I remember. But you go first. I'll forget.
I was just going to say, if you purchase the Hidden Treasure of Area Zero from now to October 31st, 2023, you'll be given a special code or given a serial code for a special gift of a Hisuian Zoroark.
Woo! I saw that. I got that in my email. That was a pleasant surprise, let me tell you. I checked my email after I'm downloading the game. I checked my email. It's like, hey, we got a little special code. A little special code for you. So yeah, you just enter that in, and it's just like, you could also, if you didn't want it, you could like gift that to your friend or something, because it's literally code.
I was about to say. I was say, you kept it for yourself? You didn't give it to anybody?
I didn't give it. No, that's my code. You
wow.
Find your own
code. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you don't even play the DLC.
Hey. Yeah? Don't you worry about what I'm doing,
you get the DLC,
okay?
And then you get
the I'm code. Getting to things on my own time here. I'm not streaming them, so I get to things when I get to things, okay?
10 months from now, Nate will finally download the DLC.
No, I'm good. I already got it.
You already got it.
I haven't had time to sit down. I went to Chicago this weekend, first of all.
Yeah, busy man in Chicago.
Went to a card show. Also, I went to, this is a story for another day, I went to the Zoomies, Pokemon launch party.
infamous Zoomies launch party.
That was a wild trip.
That's really funny.
No, let me talk about it right now. Okay, I want to say it right now.
Bring it up.
Okay, so Zoomies was doing like some sort of launch party for the new Santa Cruz Pokemon drop, right? And you go to the website, you go to the Zoomies website. There was a list of stores that were doing it, like one or two stores per state. Games, prizes, all this good stuff, celebrating. So I was like, you know what? I'm actually, weirdly enough, going to be in the area of the Zoomies that was doing it. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go.
That's a cool coincidence. Like, I'd be like hype about that. I'm like, yeah, I could go.
I'm going to go. I'm going to check it out and see what it's all about, right? The Santa Cruz thing dropped on Wednesday. This launch party's on Saturday. We walk in. There's no signage anywhere about it. There's one sign outside of Zoomies. It's like, launch party. You get in there, there's no Pokemon signs or anything like that.
So they advertise it as a Pokemon launch party? And then
Pokemon Santa Cruz launch party. And so I walk in. I was like, hey, I'm here for the Pokemon launch party. And they proceed to lead us back to a fold-out table with freebies on the table, You could get yourself a pair of gloves, like winter gloves, that said Zoomies.
Zoomies gloves?
A pair of, yeah, no Pokemon on it. You can get yourself a pair of sunglasses that said Zoomies, no Pokemon on it. And then, or a black tote bag that said nothing.
This is black tote bag.
Or you could get yourself some stickers or iron-on patches that I will not go on record of saying that I know for sure that these are bootleg. I don't know for sure. But these are absolutely the stickers and iron-on patches that you could buy off of Amazon in those large quantities. I don't know if those are official or not, but the colors of the patches of the Pokemon were definitely off colored.
Oh no. Hey, by the way, speaking of Amazon, they did call me because my Amazon order is here. So now
go ahead, get it.
I'm gonna go get it.
Okay.
But
okay,
continue telling the story.
I'm not saying that they weren't official items. I'm just saying they didn't look official. So, I don't know for sure, but that was all allegedly, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you're supposed to say, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, so I don't know for sure. I'm just saying it did not look official, mm-hmm. and that's all it was. It was nothing more. It was just a table full of that stuff. That's it. They didn't even have any of the stuff for sale. Because it dropped on Wednesday. The drop happened on Wednesday. This was Saturday. Everything was gone by then. Mm-hmm. They seemed a little embarrassed about it. I felt some secondhand embarrassment when I asked them what the launch party was, and they led me back to the table and they were like, "Yeah, we're sorry. This is all that they sent us." So I wasn't mad or anything. It's it is what it is, right? It's no big deal. I'm not gonna get mad about something like that. I didn't care. I wanted to go to see what it was, and that's what it was at that specific location. So don't know if the items were official or not. They could have been, but they didn't. To me personally, my opinion, they did not look official.
Allegedly. I think, man, allegedly. It's tough because we as Pokemon fans know how much work Pokemon puts in to make sure everything is perfect for all of their activations, all their stuff. Is so high quality, and they maintain this status of having these events and items that are a specific quality. And so if they collab with somebody and that other company is responsible for that part, and then they drop the ball, or it's not what we expect, then it feels weird and we're okay.
Right. I'm sure this was something that was not put together by the Pokemon Company.
Yeah, and that's one of those things too. It's man, yeah. it's weird that they did kind of market it in a way where it might have felt that way too. Because it's
I don't know. And also why would you do the launch party on the weekend after it launches?
Yeah,
why wouldn't you do it on the day that it launches?
Yeah, they should have done that literally opening time, when the store opened on the first day of the event.
Right, because everything was gone. There was nothing. There was not a single Pokemon Santa Cruz item for sale in that store.
No. That's so odd.
I don't know. It was a little interesting. I always like to go to things like that because I like to document, so we can go in the future or be in the future, and we can look back and be like, oh, this one time, Zoomies held a launch party. We can see what it was like, right?
That's the fire fest of launch parties.
I like Zoomies. I go in there quite frequently to shop. So
really,
I like a good Zoomies.
Yeah.
I like a good Zoomies. So, all right. Next up on the list, 151 does officially come out this Friday. Officially,
it
comes out this Friday.
The real deal.
Get ready, 151 this Friday. There's nothing else we need to say. We've talked about it. It's been out in Japan for a while. We've talked about it on many past podcasts. So. You can go back and listen to some of those if you want to. But it comes out this Friday. Some of the products drop this Friday. And then as we go on into the weeks, more products will eventually kind of taper out and drop.
How exciting.
Next up on the list, we got Van Gogh.
You already Van know?
you already know Van Gogh.
This is so exciting. So, like, the Van Gogh, you're talking about the Van Gogh announcement.
No.
No. Okay, yeah, fine.
Yeah, I'm talking about
that. I don't. So, what I saw online from this was that Pokemon is collaborating with the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam.
That's right. Beginning September 28th.
That's so cool.
It is. I wonder what they're going to do.
That's like literally, they left it pretty vague. Like, I think in the little trailer they dropped on social media, there was one like painting. I don't know if it was like a mock painting or if it was a real painting.
A sunflora.
Yeah, that they did in the style of Van Gogh's art. If I had to guess, I would imagine they're doing like a little mini exhibit, all like Van Gogh inspired things with like Pokemon in those scenes. Like all of them, the style of Van Gogh's style.
I'm just saying, if there is, if there's an exclusive plush of a Pikachu there that's in some sort of like Van Gogh style,
it has one ear.
I have to get it.
Like, imagine they do some. Oh my god! Wait, they could do so many cool things.
I have. Yeah. So cute. There's 100%.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. That's really funny.
That was that. There's gonna have to be merch, right?
Yeah.
They're not. There's no way they're gonna do this without dropping merch,
whether it's like plushies or like I could like see them doing like some kind of like journals and books and like station, like some kind of stuff like that. I actually went to the Van Gogh Museum when I was in Amsterdam. It was one of the spots that I for sure wanted to hit because I thought it was really interesting that like
you're too early.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, man, I literally went there when I went on like my little side excursion by myself to the Netherlands, because nobody wanted to go. Let me tell you, nobody wanted to go with me to the Netherlands after Worlds last year. It was tough.
You ever think it's maybe you?
Yeah, I do.
Not everyone else?
I do. And then I say, nah, I'm going to continue being delusional. Everybody loves me.
But you're good now, right? Like, you just kind of didn't worry about it?
Didn't worry about what?
You just didn't... You just kind of, like, your feelings weren't hurt, were they?
No, I was like, okay, man, you know, forget all y'all. I'm going to Amsterdam. And then I went and I had an amazing time.
So you just kind of shook it off?
Yes, I kind of shook it off.
Okay.
What? No.
Okay. I just wanted to know. No. I just want to know if you just shook it off. That's all.
But yeah, that museum, I could see like them like literally putting a Pokemon section in there, like having it be like its own little thing. That would be so cool.
100%. 100%. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. 28th is that next week? It is next Thursday. So I would imagine they'll probably drop information before the actual date. And I don't know. We'll see what they release. They literally have not said anything else except that there is an exhibit coming to the 28th, I would say that you probably should keep your eyes very open for this. We don't know anything. We don't have no insider information. I'm just saying, I think this is probably going to be a big deal.
Yeah, how cool. Like, what an interesting collaboration. Like, I did not have that on my bingo card for 2023. Pokemon in the Van Gogh Museum.
Yeah, they even released a little, like, cartoon thing on their YouTube channel, yeah, right? Like, a little animation thing. So, it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
How cool.
Two more things. Quick mention. We got, these promos that are going to be released in Taiwan, Victini EX. However, I'm pretty sure these are probably going to be released in,
other sets.
I mean, if you look at this Victini EX, which is a beautiful special illustration, it has all the Pokemon in the background that are also featured in Raging Surf. So I would imagine we're probably going to see this in sets. They're probably just promos in Taiwan, though.
Yeah. It's interesting that they like kind of revealed this prior to showing it in any Japanese release, because normally they'll like drop these, or like the art for it at least, like in advance. It's interesting that they've got, because it's like literally the scan for specifically the Taiwan card.
Yeah. It's neat because it's like, I like how like certain markets are getting to drop information first, right? Like, it's always not the same market every time. Like, that's how we're getting like our little news feeds, right? Is that, you know, this market will drop something, this market will drop something, and kind of all pieces together. If you do want to see images of these cards, head over to PokeBeach.com. Fantastic website. You know, we love them. So yeah,
that's sick. The art's Victini awesome. EX promos. Go look at the art. It's really nice, and the red background with the little confetti is like really makes it pop too. I think that's might be my favorite Victini art they've ever made.
No, it's a good one. It probably is the best one ever. Also, shout out to Poke Beach. Poke Beach started a podcast as well.
Woo!
So big shout out to Poke Beach. Congratulations on your first episode. If you want to go listen to Poke Beach's podcast, it is on their YouTube channel. So go give them a listen and show them some love as well.
Right on.
Send us some love from the Shadowless podcast to the Poke Beach podcast. Mm-hmm. And then you really want that to be played, don't you?
It's stuck in my head, and you know what's been stuck in my head, and it doesn't need to be. 21, what? Can you do something for me? Somebody mentioned it like probably on a stream like a week ago, and then I haven't. It's still there.
You haven't been able to shake it off.
I literally was gonna say that, but I held myself back.
Okay. And then the last bit of news, Raging Surf. Raging. So really so mad. Angry, surf so upset right really now.
So mad.
But you can look at, once again, you can go to Poke Beach and look at those cards if you want to. But the Raging Surf, just the main set, has been revealed. So we see some EXs in there. See some regular artworks as well. But going through all this, no special illustrations just yet. But going through all of this, is there any cards that stick out to anybody that you have to talk about, you have to mention right now?
Dude,
anything in specific?
You said no special illustration rare, and I actually did pull up. The first article I pulled up on this was on one of the special illustration rares.
Right. No, some of the special illustration rares have been revealed. I'm just saying, like, in the main set, there's no special illustration rares. So,
I don't know. I'm really into the Gimme Ghoul and Golden Go.
I think that's gonna be
I think we're just
favorite.
Excited to get those as cards in general.
Hoopa
EX getting another card as well. Tapu Koko always gets ultra rares. There's something specifically about Tapu Koko that always gets ultra rares.
That is weird. Because we've seen so many sets recently where, like, big... Like, if Groudon's getting, like, a regular rare, like, a holo or whatever, how come Tapu Koko is getting the EX in the V or whatever?
The right, GX. Like, I mean...
Yeah.
When's the last time Tapu Bulu got an ultra rare? Or Tapu Fini?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
I miss Tapu Bulu and his septum piercing.
We got Garchomp EX as a water type in here.
Oh, very fun. How did I miss the Garchomp? I keep going straight for, like, all the secret rares and stuff, and then, like...
You gotta appreciate everything.
I know. I gotta take my time and truly appreciate...
Slow it down.
Everything. Yeah, this one is, is really intense, because Garchomp's scythe is, like, cutting through with, like... It looks like an icicle, but it's water type, so it's, like... I don't know what it is. This is just a
and then we got
nice thing.
Frostlass
mm-hmm.
as a grass.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Another beautiful one as well. Lapras also making an appearance. We got Octillery's, Dondozo's, Plusilminon's, Gligar. I'm just scrolling through and giving you random names here. Ghastly, Haunter, Gengar. Gengar gets a lot of love. Gengar has a lot of cards.
We love Gengar.
Just in general.
The people love Gengar.
They really do. Sweevil getting another card. Jirachi. Honedge, Zacian, Orthworm. And then we got, you know, random trainers. Gorgeous Mantle. We got Larry.
Oh, yay! Yo, Larry needs a full art. Larry needs a special illustration stat.
100% Larry's getting a special illustration. You know that's happening.
Oh my gosh, we love Larry. Dude, he looks soulless
and then we
behind
got some...
those eyes. Poor Larry.
Some technical machines. Technical Machine Turbo Energize and Technical Machine Blindside.
Nice. It's
very nice.
The card art is just a disc that's a different color.
But you get to get attached to a Pokemon, you get to use a move.
Technically.
There you go. Technically. But that is it for the news, which means it is it for the podcast, unfortunately.
What?
That's it. Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry. I know you want it to be longer. I know you want us to talk about, you know, all the fantastic Jell-O competitions that we have coming up.
We could talk more about other stuff. I went to McDonald's and got a
Pikachu
box.
Thanks so much
box.
For listening to the podcast. Nate, where could they find it?
But,
you know, let's say, you know, maybe possibly sort of kind of you're listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us up to the top.
Pop.
All the way to the top of the ratings charts. And we'll see you all next week. Right here on... The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.
Did you want to play that? You know I wasn't going to leave y'all hanging. Thanks for listening to the Shadowless Podcast. Goodbye, everybody.
The bonus ending.